Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for attending the Commissioners' Court meeting for today, Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Senegal. Commissioner Arnold is out of town today.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give this divine wisdom to this court. Lord, we come to you thanking you for yesterday. Thank you for those armed military personnel that have kept this great country safe and sound. Lord, we ask that you not only give this court your divine wisdom, every leader in Jefferson County, we ask that you provide that leadership in them that help us make this the best county in this country. Lord, we ask these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the prayer.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin today's agenda with the items under purchasing. We'll put items A, B, and C together, which are to receive and file bids for bridge replacement on 27th Street at LNVA Canal. Item B, to award the bids to Tom Mack in the amount of $298,677.25. And item C is to approve, execute, receive, and file the contract for that bridge replacement. Item D is to execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car Company for the period of May 26, 2011 to May 25, 2012. Apparently, we need those services to deliver a bunch of money back to Valero.
Judge!
E is to consider, possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 with Leap Engineering LLC for the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Overwash Protection Berm to increase the contract in the amount of $48,000 for tasks 4 and 7. That brings the total contract to $139,215.29. That's for a project that's located in Precinct 3, and that is part of the match that the county is going to provide for the engineering services in connection with about $3 million in grant money that we're going to receive from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to address the destruction of the beach dune system at McFadden Beach by Hurricanes Rita and Ike. Item F is to consider, possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for Precinct 3 road construction for Jefferson County with Triple B service in the amount of $428,564.81 to increase the work on Todd Road to cover the entire length in Jefferson County and to remove a portion of Backridge Road that's been determined to be within the corporate limits of the city of Port Arthur. This was going to bring the total original contract to $2,951,866.53 and increases the contract time from 120 calendar days to 141 calendar days, and that is a project that's going to be paid for with Texas Department of Rural Affairs disaster funding. Item G is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case Goodwill Computer Depot. And item H is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of county property as authorized by 262.011J of the Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under item A, we're going to have to table that and unfortunately leave the burn ban order in effect. Right now we have burning in the southern portions of the county and the Sea Rim National Wildlife Refuge, or the Sea Rim State Park, a fire that's been burning for several days. We're still under extreme fire threats. Our Keesh Byron burn index numbers are still extremely high. And fortunately, the fire is expected to be stopped by Keith and Johnson's Lake out there, and we don't anticipate that there's going to be any danger to any structures in the area. The court will probably, before June 15th, under the local government code, is going to have to make a determination about whether or not for the July 4th holiday we're going to consider a fireworks ban. We'd be interested in hearing from any members of the community on that issue. We are going to have to consider it next week. There is a provision in the local government code that allows us to exempt pyrotechnic displays that are supervised by fire departments, and so we'll certainly consider that. Item,
sir,
pray for rain. Item B is to receive and consider a presentation regarding the 6th annual Spindle Top Spin, and we could go ahead and do that right now. Is Ms. Dean here? Ah.
Good afternoon, Judge and Commissioners. Thank you for the time. Briefly, I want to tell you a little bit about the Spindle Top Spin. This is our sixth annual time to do this. And what we see in this project is this is the main fundraiser for the Jefferson County Bar Foundation. And for those of you who don't know, the foundation supports a number of activities through the local bar. One of the new projects we started this year was a Veterans Assistance Program. That was an excellent program that was held in November. We had over 30 attorneys work that day, 35 legal support staff, and we handled 101 cases for veterans that morning. And that was a great project. I was so proud of the bar to get involved in that project. And what we see now is that's going to be a standing program that we're going to do every year. And we hope that it will grow and we will have other Veterans Days, Veteran Assistance Days, where we can help our local veterans. You know, with yesterday being Memorial Day, we can't say enough about what they do for us. And we need to remember that every day, not just one day out of the year. So the other program that this project and this fundraiser supports is a pro bono program. And of course, this is a program that helps the indigent in Jefferson County. It also spreads into Hardin and Orange counties and Liberty counties. This year alone, we had 207 attorney volunteers who donated 1,700 hours of their time. The program, the SPIN also supports a teen court program, which this year had 79 defendants and 43 students who volunteered their time and 14 volunteer attorneys. We also support National Adoption Day through the funding of the SPIN, which had 14 volunteer attorneys and 20 children that were adopted. So the SPIN is the main and the only fundraiser that the foundation has to raise the money to support these programs and the other programs we do, like the Pipeline Project, things along those lines. So this is a very important project and very important funding for the Bar Foundation. In that regard, what we've seen when we started this project is a 70% growth in the number of riders that have come to Beaumont, Texas to ride in this event. And not only is that important, but what we've also seen is not just riders from Beaumont and Houston. We've had riders from South Dakota, Florida, quite a few other states that have come here to ride this event. We also last year received some worldwide advertising for our event because we were in the bicycling magazine that goes all over the world. And it focused on 40 rides in the U.S. There are important rides both in fundraising and in what they have to offer. And we were one of the 40 that were selected. One of the things that is so great about this project is the support that we get from the community. Not just from this court, but from the city of Beaumont, the police officers in Beaumont. And the main thing we're known for is the security that we provide to the riders when they're on the road. But we try to do that every year, and that's where y'all also come in, because you as a commissioner to maintain the roads that we ride, and y'all do a great job. And you know, I just want to say thank you, because recently I know we've kind of been visiting with some of you about some of the roads and the construction that was going on, and y'all been able to work with us to make sure that, that did not interfere with our routes. And I think in the future what we need to do in advance is, you know, every year, maybe a year out, when we know what the routes are going to be, bring them to this court so y'all know exactly where we're going to be riding. So when y'all have construction projects, y'all can kind of take that in consideration as to what we're going to be doing. This year, we hope to have anywhere from 7 to 1,000 riders on the road. That's going to be on June 4th. We would love to have y'all come out and see how this thing goes forward every year and see the number of riders that come out and ride. And if you want to ride, you're more than welcome to come. I can get you a bicycle if you need one, okay? I think Cindy can probably get you a helmet, too. I see Mr. Weaver up there has a big smile. I think he's ready to go.
I did the 30-mile last year. I'm going to be out of town this year.
And he mentioned the 30-mile. We offer four routes at the event. We have a 100-mile route. We have a 32-mile route, a 52-mile route, and a 16-mile route. The 100-mile route this year may turn into a 110-mile route thanks to TxDOT working on 770 out in Hardin County. But, you know, we were able to find a way around it, so the riders will just have to enjoy that extra 10 miles of scenery out in Hardin County. So one of the last things I want to mention to you also is, you know, when we talk about cycling in Jefferson County, you know, what you see now, cycling is a growing group. You get a lot more riders on the road now than you used to. I know in Mid-County we have a group of about 40 to 50 that ride. Beaumont has a big group, and every weekend we have new riders come in. So, you know, when y'all are working on projects, if y'all will keep that in mind as to the cyclist in your area. And one of the other things that the city of Beaumont has done that's important to cyclists is they pass a safe passing ordinance, which mainly applies to motor vehicles when they pass cyclists. And that is a car has to be within 3 feet away from the cyclist, and if you're a commercial vehicle, it's 6 feet. So, you know, we're very happy that the city came forward and passed that ordinance, and, you know, we're willing to work with them. And there again, like I say, the city is a big supporter, just like the county is, of the spin. So we want to say thank you for your time today, and thank you for your help and support in this event.
Well, I want to thank you and all the members of the Barr Foundation. Ms. Stanton, it's good to see you. It's been a while, but thank you for all the charitable work that y'all do in the community, the help that you give to the underprivileged here. And thank you for the notoriety that you bring to Jefferson County through your tireless efforts in putting this thing together. I know y'all put in a whole lot of hours, and it was a huge success in past years, and we hope it'll continue to be that way. I was originally going to be out of town this weekend, but now I find that I'm going to be in town. So if you need a volunteer, Ms. Dean,
he can take my spot.
But Judge, we can always use volunteers. I think Cindy probably already has you down. That's all you had to do is say a volunteer word.
Tracy, just and Bonnie and staff, I just echo Judge's comments. Appreciate everything y'all do. As a veteran, that meant a lot to me. To see what y'all did out there for those folks, those men and women that have served the country. So thank you for that and everything else you continue to do. Wish I could be there.
Yeah, he doesn't miss the heat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We'll look forward to it being another huge success. Item C is to receive and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3. And item D is to receive and file that mutual aid agreement. Item E is to consider and possibly accept a $500 grant from the Exxon Mobil Foundation awarded to the Dispute Resolution Center, which is presented recognizing Matthew Francisel. Is it Francis? Okay. Item F is considering possibly approve a proclamation for the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable and recognizing Mr. Don Bowman for all of his work in connection with that very robust group. And we'll hear from perhaps Mr. Ted Bowman and Mr. Mayor John Durkee here in just a moment. Item G is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract with TDHCA for debris removal on Highway 73. Item H is consider and possibly approve a resolution of consent for the Port Arthur Navigation District Industrial Development Corporation with respect to financing for Total Petrochemicals USA pursuant to the Development Corporation Act Section 501.159. Do I have a motion on those items? It's been moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Mayor Durkee, would you like to come up and I'll read this proclamation? Mr. Bowman, would you like to stand up there with him? The proclamation of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court passed this day, recognizing the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable and its founder, Mr. Don Bowman. Whereas the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable, the Texas Trade Association, was established over 30 years ago under the leadership of Mr. Donald T. Bowman and other local industry leaders, and whereas the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable is comprised of a broad cross-section of owner interests associated with many sectors of local business, including member companies who are users of construction and maintenance services in their day-to-day operations, and whereas Mr. Donald T. Bowman serves as the executive director of the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable and helped found the Plant Managers Association for the Golden Triangle Industrial Area of Southeast Texas, whereas Golden Triangle Business Roundtable has become a valuable resource for industry and business leadership, industrial safety, business expansion, and community welfare in the Golden Triangle, whereas Mr. Donald T. Bowman has provided the leadership example for all those who have served to make the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable a recognized leader in the community of trade associations, and whereas the citizens of Jefferson County and the entire Golden Triangle have benefited from the efforts of the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable and from Mr. Bowman's efforts. Now, therefore, it is proclaimed by Jefferson County Commissioners Court and calls upon its citizens of Jefferson County to recognize the week of May 30th through June 1st. That's a typo. May 30th through June 6th as Golden Triangle Business Roundtable Week, with appropriate appreciation to its founder, Mr. Donald T. Bowman, and all who have dedicated service to this industry group, and will be signed by the members of Commissioner's Court and once it's slightly amended. Mayor?
Thank you very much, Judge. I am, of course, the general counsel of the roundtable, and I have been there since the inception. This was hooked up by a lawyer in the House department of a company we used to call the Gulf. Long time ago. It is 30 years old. Don was originally a member as the manager of the Ameripol Simpol Company. I want to, real quick, if I can, introduce a few people. Of course, this is his son, Ted. Paula Gobert is the administrator of the roundtable. Early on, we had a problem getting the Pompano bill paid all the time, so a young LSU engineer, electrical engineer, sat in the door and made sure everybody coughed up their 10 bucks. Sure. Ever since then, Joe Domino has had the job of Secretary Treasurer of the Business Roundtable. He's got a part-time job as President and CEO of Energy Texas. one of the creatures of Don's vision was the safety training campus system we have now, and of course, Industry of Southeast Texas, the Plant Managers Forum. Russell Melanson's here. He's the President and CEO of ISTC. And is the executive director of the Industry of Southeast Texas. We've got Jim McKnight with the board of the Business Roundtable, Chevron Phillips Port Arthur. Clark Colvin's here. He's public relations for ISET, also PAIG, Port Arthur Industries Group, and Clark's with Flint Hills Resources. Verna Rutherford's here with Motiva. She's with the public relations people. 30 years old, Don retired as the plant manager at Ameripol Simpol, and I think that there was a family conversation at home, something to the effect of, I married you for better or for worse, not for lunch. And he went out looking for part-time work, and we promptly grabbed him as the executive director of the roundtable. That would have been in 88, and that was the point in time when the organization really started to grow. Some of the concepts that were developed by this organization, remember, this organization is devoted to a very simple fact, and that is our big plants here all share one thing in common. They buy very, very large quantities of construction services. And so just dealing in that world is important. Don always had the idea that he never wanted the plants to get together. He wanted the plants to get together with the community. There's a big difference. So all of our roundtable activities, as you all know, are open to the public. Commissioner Arnold is a frequent guest. I know that the judge has been there many times. One of the things that's a little bit special about the nature of that industry, and we've done some research on this at ISTC, but for every name of a person on the payroll in our plants, we believe there are another 25 names of people that are just going in and out doing construction work. So it's a big community. Safety has been a very important goal of Don's throughout. I want to give you two real quick safety facts. Since he became the executive director of the Business Roundtable, and that became an important issue, there has in our industrial construction community been a 95% reduction in on-the-job industry. Fairly spectacular success and an important. I'll give you another little fact, too. We're going to celebrate this coming August, our 20th annual safety competition, and that's a little misunderstood because when people think about a safety competition, they're thinking, well, you know, fewest accidents, et cetera. No. If you have an accident, you don't get in the competition, period. The only people that are allowed to compete are the people that have perfect records. So those kinds of things have, I hope, made a big difference to the community. There are a lot of other things that Don has done over the years to foster this vision. He sure wish he could be here today, but you can rest assured that all of his good ideas are going forward, and he's still coming up with them. And we'll try and make this a better community as a whole. It will never just be a better industrial community. It's got to be a better Jefferson County, or Don's not going to be happy with the work he's done. Thanks very much for this honor. It's well appreciated. I know that Don and Symbol thank you. I know that Ted thanks you. But he's got a much bigger family than just those.
He does. From the bottom of his heart, he thanks everybody. He's constantly always contributing and wanting to help somebody else, even laying in a hospital bed as we speak today. So I know from him, I'm going to speak for him and say thank you so much for the opportunity to be recognized his achievement.
Well, we certainly wish him a speedy recovery and recognize the glue that he's been in holding together a lot of worthwhile endeavors in the local community that brought together industry and local businesses and, in many cases, people looking for jobs. So please extend to him our best wishes.
I will, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the County Clerk Records Management for the purchase of computers and scanners from contractual services to capital computer equipment. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 353556 through 353816. We have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Second.
And moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file certificates of completion for Jefferson County Treasurer Tim Funches to verify completion of the mandatory treasurer's orientation, continuing education, which required 20 hours of educational training at the V.G. Young Institute of County Government, both of which are required by Chapter 83 of the Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Under Historical Commission, item A is to consider and possibly approve appointments to the Jefferson County Historical Commission of new members, and Jewel Black, Jeff Chasson, Russell the Third, and Rebecca Bowden for the 2011-2012 year. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second.
Second moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Are any of those individuals here today, Trish? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those items passed unanimously. Mr. Sheldon, did you have anything that you wanted to say about the Total agreement? Thank you. And last lastly, under Human Resources, Item A, it's considering possibly approve reclassification of welfare caseworker position to an office specialist position for the public health department at 115% of the salary range, which I understand is going to save several thousand dollars a year in personnel costs. Have a motion on that item.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. That completes our written agenda for today. Do any of the members of the court have any matters they wish to bring to the attention of the community? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.